Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Monday's edition of Farm Talk with Mick Kerr, Mick talked with Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue and got an update on how many folks were helped by the great program in 2020.
I believe this year was 35 or 36 was the final number for this year. And okay. I say this year is kind of an anomaly because in the last 3 years here, we've had some hay hauling efforts as a result of drought to the western Dakotas. And then last year was catastrophic flooding down in Nebraska and parts of South Dakota and Iowa. So our numbers were a little higher than they are in a normal year. And then you couple that with COVID this year, it really kind of prevented us from getting up to where we'd like to be, which is somewhere between 40 and 75 in a normal year. So we're hoping 2021 is a little bit more normal on the COVID front and allowing us to get back to what we truly want to do. Again, help those folks in crisis.
Again, that was Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue. The USDA is lowering its expectations for meat production in most categories. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski says USDA made mostly minor changes on its meat supply and use balance sheet for 2020.
Looking forward into 2021, with the tighter supplies, especially of corn and soybeans, and much higher prices that are expected to follow from that, we expect that will show up in some reduced expectations for meat production.
So as a result,
we pulled back our forecasts for both broiler and turkey production. We also pulled back our forecast for beef production, and that reflects in part lighter carcass weights.
He says the only increase expected for 2021 is in pork production.
That reflects the data that we got last month in the hogs and pigs report, and also the slaughter data that we've been observing, suggesting that pork supplies are likely to increase. But even there, the increase in pork production forecast is relatively small.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.